Okay, sehr geniessen wir haben Maria du bist so fähig so sehr geniessen das Real Sehr was ihr schon fault. Okay, today we're also going to do some Inyana Dioma. I'll try to give a shiur today and a shiur later in the week on some Inyana Purim. Okay. So there's an interesting halacha in Purim. Take a look on page 18. So the question is that say you have missing words in the Megillah. So let's look on page 18, Tofresh Tzadi Siv Gimel. Says the Mechaber, Tzarech Lekrosa Kula. You have to read the whole Megillah. Umitoch Haksav. And it has to be from a ksav, from a Megillah, can't be a Baal Peh. In Kar Al Peh Lo Yotze. The Tzach should take Suva Kula Lefon of Lechatchila. So Lechatchila, the whole Megillah should be written in front of you. And you're reading from that whole Megillah. Avo B'dievet Im Hishmin HaSover Me'im Tzah Tevos. But if in the middle of the Megillah, there are some words that are missing. Afilu Ad Chetziah. Even up to half. V'korim ha'kore al pe yotza. And the balkore, there's a lot of words missing. And he read them al pe, because they're mamash missing from the Megillah. They were rubbed out or whatever. Haga. But say the beginning of the Megillah or the end of the Megillah has missing words. Even if it's just a little bit, lo yotza. So he's saying that there's more chumrah to have it what? To have words missing in the beginning of the Megillah. Say, Vayhi b'mei Achashverosh. Who Achashverosh is missing that pasuk. So even though it's only one pasuk, you got 98% is there. No good. But if 30% in the middle is missing, that's still okay. And if some, even a little bit at the end is missing, is also no good. But then the Rama says that Tafil be'em tzor davka dolu hishmit inyan sholem. That it's only if you a whole Inyan, a whole part of the Megillah, a whole, story, is missing from the middle, even though it's not so much, but a whole Inyan is missing. So if it's missing a little from the beginning, a little from the end, that's called what? That's called no good. And how about, and so he can't read that Baal Peh. He can't read that Baal Peh. If you have a little from the beginning and a little from the end. It's not there. It doesn't say that he be mayor of Hashverosh. Or at the end, Ki Mordechai Yudi Ratzoy L'Rovei Chavador Shtovah Dover Sholom Ovo Dover Sholom Chol Zara. Right? In the end. He's missing some of the end also. Is also no good. But in the middle, it can be missing a lot as long as it's not an Inyan Sholem. So what do you think of this halacha? He says, "Avel b'yosef b'chetzi afil hen k'suvas al shem b'tutosos eim shum nikra p'sula." And if it's more than mechza, even if it's, it's not clear, then it's possible. Oh. So what do you think of this? How do you understand such a halacha? I mean, right, in a Sefer Torah, we would probably take it, we would take out a Sefer Torah if one word was missing, one letter was missing, right? And here, you know, you can have multiple, many psukim missing, and it's still okay. So what would you say to this?
Is the reason why we let people practice for regular kilos? That's what people should start writing.
What are you saying?
Like sofrim, when they're just practicing, like the
when the sofrim were practicing?
Like they practice on the kilos, or like start up to four of them right away.
Yeah. Yeah, so therefore what? But it's a funny type of halacha, right? I mean, either you need it to be written or you don't need it to be written. No, someone give me a help me out here. Let me hear what you have to say.
Maybe if it's less than half, it's not a Megillah. You need to read from a Megillah. If it doesn't even have Daddy. Half, it's not a Megillah.
Daddy.
It's not a Megillah. Yeah. It's not a Megillah.
Rebbe, what I don't understand is it says Tzarech Lekrosa Kula.
Right, you have to read the whole thing.
Is it saying kula mitocha ksav, or those are two separate tzarech lekrosa kula?
You have to read the whole thing, and it has to be mitocha ksav. And if it's al peh, it's no good. But in other words, you have to read all the words of the Megillah. But there could be words missing, and those words you'll read them up al peh.
But the first ones have to be there.
The first word, the beginning has to be there. The end has to be there.
What's that mean? The beginning and the end. It's first words, first parak, first pasuk.
No, the beginning. I guess he be me'achashverosh. I don't know how much it has to. He lost no sofa. Maybe it's like the first couple of words. Maybe the first word even. I don't know. It doesn't say exactly what that means.
Maybe it has to be that, like, the start. You can't just read a story about that, like, at the start, like, you have to
be at
that starting point, or to be called, like, you grow up.
Right, it has to be, in other words, it has to have a framework. In other words, if you don't have the beginning, you don't have the end, you don't have a framework. At least you have the beginning, you have the end, you know. And then in the middle, it could be a little, you know, whatever. But the sipur doesn't begin without the beginning and not the end. That's the end marks always have to be there. The end marks always have to be there. And in the middle, you could have a lot missing. As long as it's not an Inyan Sholem. And as long as you have the rove of the Megillah. Do you need rove or do you just need half? A few ad chetzia.
So what does it mean like an Inyan Sholem? Inyan
Sholem, like it means like one part of the story. Like, you know, someone planning to build the tree, and then you know that
meaning
whole,
you couldn't omit all of like Perek Dalet or something.
Yeah, like one sipur. Yeah.
Why does this seem like very like up to interpretation.
So let's look in the Ran, quoting the Ramban. On page 17. Ramban has a chiddush. Pasuk HaRamban, Ma'idah min miktosik sheira kal hu shikilu chachomim b'megillah b'bnei shenikris igeris. See, a Megillah is Nikra, the Gemara says it's Nikra Sefer, and it's also Nikra Igeris. So, like my Rebbe of Moshe Yagit Shlita, he once said, like, Igeris is a letter. Letter is more informal. Sefer is a book, is a formal thing. Like, sometimes in a letter, you might miss a word. You know, when you're printing a book, it's a formal thing. You follow? So, since Megillas Esther has an aspect of it that is Nikra Igeris, Igeris Hazos. So then it's more informal, like Rabbi Yagin said, it's more informal. It's more, you know what I mean? It's there's room to be, you know, to if words were missing, so it's not the end of the world. So it's a hybrid that it's a Nikra Sefer and it's Nikra Igeris. So that's what he says. So that's what he's saying. Now, let me ask you a question. What's the din? Like, you know this halacha, that if, say, you miss a word from the Baal Kore, so you have to make it up, right? In other words, even though you don't have a Kasher Megillah in front of you, right? But if you miss a word, you keep saying the words from your Chumash, even though that's called Baal Peh, until you catch up, because it has to be in context. You can't say, well, I miss a word, so I'm just going to say that word out of context. It has to be in the context of where they're holding, right? So let me ask you a question. What would be if somebody came in late to the Megillah and he missed the first two psukim? So the Baal Kore is not the fastest Baal Kore, so you could catch up. Would that be a violation of this halacha of that you can't miss from the beginning or the end? Or this is something totally different?
Well, he missed the brachas also.
Okay, you missed the brachas. You can make the brachas yourself also. But didn't we say before that when the Megillah is written, it has to be, you know, most of them there, but it can't be missing words from the beginning or the end.
Yeah.
So what if no words are missing in the Megillah? You just came in late, so you're going to be saying it Baal Peh, the first, say, pasuk. You missed the first pasuk, so they're in the second pasuk. But you can catch up. If you do it quickly, you'll be able to catch up. And in the end, you'll have the rove of the Megillah.
Rebbe, in your case, who's making the bracha for him? He has to make his own bracha?
Okay, so he'll make his own bracha, yeah.
Exactly, happens to me like 3 years ago.
Yeah?
Yeah.
We're in Milwaukee?
Yeah. I'm there, right? Actually, he sends me cards.
Oh, yeah?
Yeah.
Right, okay, West Palmer.
Yeah. Right.
So what do you say? What would you say to that case? You hear? Or for some reason he had to leave early, and he missed the last pasuk, so that's why he made it up. But it was written in the sand. So it, obviously it's a different case, but the halacha, should the halacha be the same, or should it be different in that case? That's the question. What do you think about that?
One thing as a if he has his own Megillah,
no, he doesn't have his own Megillah. If he had his own Megillah, there's nothing to talk about. Then he would be reading everything from his own Megillah. It wouldn't be a problem. We're talking about he doesn't have his own Megillah. So what we say, if you don't have your own Megillah, you're following along with a Chumash. So anything you miss, you say yourself till you catch up. But say you missed at the beginning. You missed the first couple of words, or you missed it at the end. Is that, would that be the same type of halacha as this? Obviously, it's a different case, because there the words were missing in the case that we saw. Here, the words are there. You just did it, you just said it about that. So I want to hear your fellow's opinion, whether we should be machmir on this guy and say he's not yotze because he did Baal Peh from the beginning or the end, or not. That's what I want to hear, what you fellows have to say.
I would say it's different.
Yeah, let me hear about Rabbi Ram.
I think that he would be yotze. I think it's fine. Because I think the focus over here is if this is still considered a kosher Megillah. But if you have a kosher Megillah, his being yotze is a different thing. That's what I think.
You would think. Does anyone want to agree with Rabbi Abraham? Disagree? Let me hear what other people have to say. Yeah, let me hear.
One thing is that Bakar is just you know, reading it out loud and talking. But here, like, you didn't hear it. I think as a condition, you don't hear the Bakar at first, and then you don't hear the Bakar. So you have to make your own Bakar to catch up. Then your Bakar is learning the Bakar afterwards. It just seems like too many. Like sometimes you're gonna make a
bracha. So you think you're yotze or you're not yotze? You're not yotze. Because you missed the beginning. Even if you make it up, you say.
You're making a bracha on that, or is you're eating it. I don't know, that to me just like a.
Okay, any other people want to give an opinion on this matter? You understand my question. Is the issue of coming late or leaving early and making it up, is that the same as of the halacha that it's not written at the beginning or not written at the end, then you're not yotze?
I think that I was first thinking that it is the same, but now that I'm thinking about it more, I think it's not the same, because in the case where it's not written, then it's Baal Peh, and that's what causes the problem, as opposed to what the Ramban is saying is like that it's more.
The Ramban is explaining that case.
Right.
So what about a case where you, it's all written, it's just you walked in late. Or you
right. So I think that they all written, it's like you could have heard it and you had the possibility, it's written, so the Megillah is full.
So you're agreeing with Avram Levitz, is that what you're saying?
Yeah, I think so.
Okay, so if you agree with Avram Levitz, you agree with Avram Levitz.
Good company to be in.
Any other comments? Anyone else want to say anything? Okay, so there is, Rav Shach always likes to quote, there's a beer halacha on this. Yes, that's some story from Rav Lichtenstein. So Rav Shach always points out there's a beer halacha here. So let's take a look. Hey, look at beer halacha. So page 19. The Dafka lo hishmit inyan sholem. Okay, you got it? Page 19 in the Bir Halacha? Okay. So that's the question. What if a person walks in late and he has to read it Baal Peh? So what's the Halacha? So he says, "I am Mishnah Brura. The whole the hatam divina sheyikum b'toch sefer michisir b'tchilasa or shechitzah be'emta in yisholam avshu rak b'tzosam l'mikri sefer." Right? It's not called a sefer. If you're missing, like you have a book, no one leaves out the first chapter. You know, and I mean, sometimes in the middle of the book, there could be a, you know, something missing. But, you know, you don't believe at the beginning of the book, that's not a book. And even if a whole thing is missing, in the middle, that's also a chisaron and sefer. He says that's only if it wasn't written. But if you just walked in late, right, and you read it bal peh, the yatsa b'miktsaso ein l'chalik b'zeh. So then it doesn't make a difference, meaning you would be yotze. You would be yotze. So that's Avraham. Now, Ari Mandelblum, he also gets a shout out here. Uvibigde Yesha Reisi Shehechbir Bezeh. So that's you, Ari. You're the Bigde Yesha. The Bigde Yesha says not that way. He was Machmir. Reb Avraham, the Bigde Yesha was Machmir. So that's why he. You have to make sure you're there on time, so you shouldn't have the shayla.
V'igda yesha re'isi sheikh mebezev lo nihira klal.
But the Mishnah Berurah doesn't like it. Lo nihira klal. So he supports the what he said originally.
V'chei mucha mestimis kol ha'posim kosher v'nuksos ha'kosher v'lo chilku b'zeh. The nuksos is kosher.
If you read about Pembek, sometimes they don't say it's a difference between if you missed in the beginning or you missed in the middle, it doesn't matter.
Chacha matzasi ki divorai b'mate Yehuda.
He says that he found that the Mate Yehuda says what he said, meaning that if you walked in late, just make it up and you're okay. Just have to go quickly to catch up. But in other words, that's what Avraham and Daniel are saying, that there's a difference between if it's missing in the ksav from the beginning, that's a problem. But if it's not missing the ksav, you just walked in late, or you walked out early and you made it up, that'll be okay. Obviously, the best thing is to hear everything. You know, it's not the best thing to miss anything. But if you happen to miss, that's okay. So that's the Bir Halacha. Okay, now let me show you something else. Parsha Zohar. So, first of all, okay, so let's see. Look at the beginning of the packet. It says, Vayomer Hashem, page 1. Vayomer Hashem al Moshe. Ksov zos zikar b'sefer b'simbos ne'yashua ki macho emchel zecher amolek mitachas ha'shomayim. Right? So this is about michias amolek. It has to be what? From a sefer. Ksov zos zikar b'sefer. And we normally assume, what does a sefer mean? A sefer Torah. So the Gemara wants to know, what about by Megillas Esther? How do you know you need a sefer? He said, we kept seeing you need a sefer for, right? So it says like this. Page 4. So the Gemara in Megillah on Yuchasim et al. Says the Gemara, Kara al peh lo yotzo. If a person reads the Megillah al peh, is lo yotze. Meaning he reads the whole thing about peh. It's not yotze. If you would take a printed chumash from the, you know, from the base medrash, that would be al peh. Printed chumash is called al peh because it's not a klaf, it's not a ksav. So the verse says, "Menalan Amar Rava Asya Zechira Zechira." Siv hachav ayomim ha'elin iskarim, right? By Megillas Esther, it says ayomim ha'elin iskarim. Uksiv hasa by Amalek, it says, k'so zol zikar b'sefer. Malaholon b'sefer. So by a molek, it's b'sefer. So too, because it says ksov zo zikara b'sefer. So there it's b'sefer. That's by a molek, right? To read about a molek from a sefer Torah. So too over here, it has to be b'sefer, which is the Megillah. Afkan b'sefer, but you can't do it b'al peh. Okay, so that's the source that you have to read a Megillah from a scroll. Because it doesn't say Sefer by Megillah, it just says, I don't mean this current, but it's by Amalek. It says, so Zozikram a Sefer, meaning, say, Papasha Zohar. You have to read it from a Sefer. So there it says Sefer. And it says, so Zikaram, the word Zikaram. And here it says, I don't mean with this current. By Megillah, so two words, Zikaron and Zikaron, was Zikzer Shava. So over there it says B'sefer, so over here it's B'sefer. So this is, the Bir Halacha is just talking about that you can miss a little from the beginning and you could make it up. But the question that you need a sefer in front of you,
like,
by Amalek, it says Ksov Zozi Karma Sefer. What does it say by Megillah Sester? Zikaron. So it says Zikaron here, it says Zikaron there, but over there, Zikaron is Basefer. So to over here, it doesn't say Zikaron Basefer, but since it's a Gzereshava that it says Zikaron, and here it says Zikaron, so we learn out that it has to be Basefer. So Megillah Sester has to be Basefer. And that's learned out from the Gzereshava.
Did you say also that just like over there it says, you know, it's kind of a safer, and you have to hear it all there. If there is, you don't say here, you have to hear it all.
What are you saying?
Saying that by Amalek, you have to hear it all. A safer, you can't just miss part of it when he goes there, right? So to hear, you have to hear it all safer in order to be able to.
Oh, so 1 second. We're going to get to that in a second. 1 second.
Rebbe, it seems to me that by this Gemara, even though the Megillah is called a letter, that this should actually elevate it to Sefer, as opposed to saying that it's called a letter, like, makes it more casual.
Right, no. So what are you saying?
So I think that it should be more machmir, not more lenient.
What should be more machmir?
Megillah, because even though it's called a letter and it should be more lenient, this Gzir Shava says that it's actually a sefer because you have to read it from sefer. So it brings up its status, elevates its status from just a letter to right. A sefer.
So that's an interesting point. But since it also says Igeres, we still maintain the concept of Igeres.
So I'm saying the other way around, that because it says Igeres, so...
Right, it should. You're saying that the sefer should trump the Igeres.
Well, I'm saying that it was originally called Igeres, and this Gzir Shava makes it into a Sefer, as opposed to what we were saying before, was the fact that it's called both Sefer and Igeres, you have the leniencies of Igeres. So I'm saying that this Gzir Shava brings from Igeres to Sefer, elevates it, so it might be more Machmir.
Right, but the question is, the Gemara says, that halach and Shulchan Aruch is from the Gemara, that if you miss some, if some Sukkim aren't written, it's okay. So even though you want to say that Sefer, since it's, we learned that Gzer Shav of Sefer, that's Trump Igeres, but the bottom line is, the Gemara says not that way. So even though what you're saying is nice, but... So let me ask you a question. You ready for this question? Say you have a Sefer Torah for Parsha Zohar that's missing, say it's not missing anything necessary for Parsha Zohar, but in the whole Sefer Torah there could be mistakes. It's missing a letter here, a word here. Would that not be good for Parsha Zohar? Or not?
Can you read from that? Can you read from a sacred Torah if it's missing a letter from any other place?
Usually not.
So why here?
So why here is different. What would be the svar to be making here?
Still called sacred.
What?
It's still called a sacred, not necessarily.
Because why?
It's sacred.
Also, you have this allowance of Zechira Yachol Bolev.
We didn't even get to that.
Oh, it's in the Gemara. It's right there.
But I wanted you to maybe, can you give me a svara to say why?
I mean, based on the Megillah that we said that if you're, as long as you're not missing an entire thing.
Say.
So if you're not missing an entire Indian, you're not missing the first or the end. If you're missing like a word in the middle, you might be able to continue reading it. Right, based on the Shulchan Aruch.
Yeah, and so how does that apply to Parshas Zohar?
Because it's also Zechira. I mean, you have the. You could use the same Zechira and apply it. If you could do it by Megillah, you could probably do it by Parshas
Zohar. You're saying that since we, the whole idea of what Daniel's saying, and that's what the Marshag says, is that since the whole source of that we need a Sefer by Megillah is from the Gezeirah Shavah, right? That it says Sefer by Amalek, and it says Nizkarim by Megillah, and so we compare the two. It says Zikarim the Sefer is Nizkarim, so that compares the two, and it says Sefer over here. So maybe therefore we should say that since we're equating Parsha Zohar and Megillah Esther, so maybe we should equate it also in Lot, that there could be letters, there could be things missing. What do you think of that?
I have trouble with that.
Wait. I'm having trouble.
I'm just trying to remind myself, you know, the Torah is the Raisa and the Megillah came much later.
Right, but yet we're equating the two, Rabbi Pro.
I'm struggling with how we're equating the two.
Right, so, but you're struggling with the Gemara. Right?
Well, actually,
because the Gemara is the one who equates the two, right?
I was actually wondering about that because I wanted to ask you if maybe the Gemara is saying that the Pasuk by Amalek is that there's a halacha, there's a din, that whenever you have something that's a story about Mechias Amalek, there's a halacha to write it down. There's a mitzvah to write it down. So maybe Megillah is just the key of that mitzvah.
Mm-hmm.
You know what I'm saying?
Yeah. But let me show you something in the Marshak. What page? The Marshak is on page 15. Now, there's a famous Prima Gadim. We'll have to see that. But the Prima Gadim says that Shabbat Zohar, you need a Sefer Torah Shlema, Kshera. Right? The Maram Shik quotes it here. Go to see for a second. The Maram Shik quotes it. On page 8. He says, Vinei Pshita, Kachos a prima godim, the parsha zochot avi min ator tzarech sefer Torah kshera. In some of this, tzarech lo tzi acheres. You see where he says that you need a sefer Torah kshera. You see where he says you need a full sefer Torah kshera.
Rabbi, what's the last word there? Vim nimtza
mutes. If there's a
if there's a error, if there's an error, so then you have to bring out another Torah. Right? But says the Marsha, look on page 15. He says, I'm not so sure that you're right, that you need a full Sefer Torah. He says that maybe that's only the Rabban. That you need a Sefer Torah Kshera. Why? So he writes, Aval halatam the kasha nisham yifin hafina magillah. He learned Megillah from Zohar, the Bina Sefer, you can't have a dummy the Megillah. So therefore they equate the two. So therefore we equate the two. The Megillah, the name of Megillah, Guva Kaimelon, the Chos of Yosser, ain't a possible. But my Megillah, if you're missing Chosser, extra or less, it's still Kosher. Okay, Kosher came to Edu Makim, but the Abed Mukhov Kvil. In other words, he's saying, he was talking about a case where the Allah is that a Sefer Torah, if the letters are touching, is no good. Right? Even though you can read them, but the two letters are touching is no good. So he said, but maybe that doesn't apply to Megillas Esther. I mean, maybe that doesn't apply to, Megillas Esther, even if it was missing, it would be okay, right? And Megillas Esther and Parsha Zohar equated one to the other. So maybe for Parsha Zohar also, that you don't need a full Sefer Torah.
Maybe it seems like the Purim Gadim would actually be more Machmir.
Yeah, of course.
What we
Do you hear what the Marshag is saying? In other words, this is what you were saying, Daniel, right? It goes both ways. So now you could say, you could argue with this Marshag. How could you argue with the Marshag? No, how could you argue with the Marshag?
Say that it only goes one direction. You can't be more makel on something that's...
No, you could just say because Megillah also says Igeris.
So
maybe, that's what we said. The Igeris trumps, like we said before, the Igeris trumps makes it not a full safer. But you could say that, no, this is a safer, has the Igeris, but then this type of safer is an Igeris, but still equated to the safer of, it's still a safer. Megillah is still a safer. It's an Igeris. So maybe you don't have to be more machmir in Parsha Zohar than you are in a Megillah. And the reason I was looking into the Shaila was somebody's davening, and there's a question: how do you write in Parshas Kisetze the word Ptsua Daka? Do you write it with an Aleph or you write it with a Hey? So Rabbi Yaakov Hoffman, the Sofer here, was telling me that the Minhag Ashkenaz until 200 years ago was all Ashkenazic Sefer Torah were written Ptsua Daka with an Aleph. Yeah, all of them. And then 200 years ago, they changed it to a Hey. So, and Chabad and the Teimanim were the only ones who didn't make the change. They kept it as the original was. So the question discussing the poskim is, what if you're going to be in a Chabad shul? So I was in a Chabad shul, and you're going to hear this, from a Sefer Torah that most people don't use, those Ashkenazim now don't use a daka with a hey. So if you hold like this Marshag, it won't be a problem, because even if you want to say that it's a problem because it's a wrong letter, but if you hold it's all carved from Megillah. So, but you could do is what some people do is hear it again in a regular Sefer Torah, but according to the Marshag, it shouldn't be a. It should be a problem, but that's Rabbi Tzion Abishol says, Chachili should use your Sefer Torah from your Masorah. Rav Tzidu told me that no, the Chabad Torah is fine for everybody, the Chachila.
But that's the issue. But it's relevant for this Marshag. Because if you say like the Marshag, that even if it would be missing the letter, it would be still okay. But the thing is that the Prima Gadim said not that way. Prima Gadim says you need to say for Torah Kshera. So
But it's Kshera to someone. Meaning
right,
you don't
right.
say that it's puzzle.
Right,
you just
right.
Don't
so that's
that
the
way.
Thing. Well, how do you view it? Right. Yeah.
Rabbi, is missing a letter and having a different letter, is that the same thing?
Yeah, because if it's the wrong letter, it's like there's no letter.
Yeah, but that's only if you write like a dalet instead of a resh, not like a different minhag. Like, we don't say that if a Svarti
obviously one of them
Ashkenazi is going to a Svarti's home, does it, can still have the same halach, can eat the food of a Svarti who warms up, liquid on Shabbos.
Yeah, but that's a different halacha. That's not a Sefer Torah. That's a question.
But I'm saying, like, even though you have different minhagim, if someone does something for you,
right, so but the point is, this Marshag is a very big chiddush that he's saying that since we can learn out a malach from Megillah, so then we get out from Megillah from a malach. So then in the end, we're equating the two. So maybe even a malach has to, has this, we'll have a halach like Megillah that you can miss some words could be missing here and there, etc. It's a chiddush, but the pashas is like the prima gada that you need a sefer Torah kosher. The only thing is, maybe you can still say that the sefer Torah kosher. I mean, the Chorah, that was the Mesorah, especially Avad, if a person follows the woman Hagi Chabad, that's for sure. But even if he doesn't, Rav Tzinner said to me, he thought it should be okay. Rav Tzinner Abashol in this packet later says that one should always try to find the following his own. Okay, we'll talk more. But I think we did a nice amount today. I have to leave now. So we'll see if you want to do the rest of the packet during the week and another packet. We have other things to do. You let me know what you'd like to because we still don't finish everything else in this packet. So if you want to do more, we could finish it before we get to the other things as well. Okay, everybody. So Rav Yosef Katan, have a good day. And Daniel Albert, Michael Benlolo, and Moshe Carroll, and Avi Hoffman, and Akiva Poppers, and Natan Bauer, Ilan Sasson, and Avram Levitt, and Yitzchok Carroll. Oh, Yitzchok, and Yair Noller, and...
Have a good day, Rabbi.
Jacob Spielberger and Ari Mandelblum and Daniel Albert and Yosef Katan, Moshe Carroll, Akiva Poppins, Elon, okay, we'll see, okay. And Natan Bauer and Elon and Rabbi Yosef Katan, Jacob Silver. Okay. So have a good day, Bez Hashem. We'll see each other tomorrow, Bez Hashem. Yes, you can.